Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pony Development Sync for February 13th, 2024. I'm Joe McElveen. If those others on the call would like to say their names so that people can associate a name to the voice, now is the right time for that.
Hi, I'm Sean Allen.
I'm Red Davis.
I'm Gord Tischer.
All right, we've got a pull request in the Pony C repo, pull request 4493. Add the constrained types package to the standard library. This was just after we approved the RFC last week. It contains the code, it contains the tests, it contains more code. And it matches what we've talked about before. We have lots of
Actually
documentation.
contains more. I added the examples. An
Yeah.
example.
Yeah, like there's lots of good documentation. I'm assuming there's no like weird stuff that came up that we didn't talk about in the RFC because you already tested it prior to the RFC.
All good.
Oh, all right. I'll mark it as approved on my end. Anybody else have any comments or thoughts? All right. Well, that's that then.
Merge it.
In the HTTP underscore server repo, we have a pull request 73, add special handling for parsing WebSocket data. This was discussed last week. Matthias had suggested a different way of approaching it. And Matthias is working on some updates, that including some basically updates that would make it compatible with this. And so it seems like there's still coordination going on here. Yeah, I think this is. I'm just going to apply the do not merge label during this time, and then that way it's not confusing for anyone. I guess you'll probably have to remove the discuss during sync label again because I changed the labels. I'm not sure if that triggers the bot or not. I'm also going to add a comment that will trigger the bot.
Does not the adding labels comment will.
Okay. Okay. And we also have pull request 74. Ensure content at length is set for responses that need it. So this is making pull request 71 from Sean obsolete. This is back and forth here between Sean and Matthias. Yeah, it looks like.
I asked for changes to the release notes and the change log entries. The change logs aren't in our standard format, and they're very long, and not really change log entry E. And the release notes are fairly short for things that we do for breaking changes. There's no like before and after code examples, and he put multiple ones into a single release note entry, so I asked for changes to that. But
Okay.
otherwise, it looks good. Putting
Okay.
on my little release engineer hat there for those.
Yep. And the functionality of this change is that
Well, there's multiple ones in the PR, so it's not just at this point ensure content length. He did, as you if you look at the stuff he made a number of changes, which is why I was like, this can't just go through the regular bot, right? Because
Right.
it's multiple things rolled into one PR.
Yeah, I see that. Okay. All right. Anything else to discuss on that one? Okay. Then the last thing we have to discuss, well, probably not even, is yeah, the Pony C repo. You already removed it. Okay.
Well, wait, you mean the Bump Octo Crab, that one?
No, the issue
Oh,
ticket in the Pony C repo
yeah,
that was related to the
that was
PR, but that's
auto.
already closed, yeah. Okay, but yeah, in the Pony Dash Playground repo, we have a PR bump Octo Crab from 0.33.3 to 0.33.4. Sean already
Then,
merged it.
yep, I checked it out, made sure it was actually from Dependabot, and looked at what the changes were.
Cool.
Even went and
Alrighty.
ch even went and checked that checksum.
Check the checksum. All right. Sounds good. So that takes us through all of our auto-generated agenda items. Anybody else have things to discuss here while we're together today?
Yes. On Sunday, I moved the ponylang.io website from Hugo to MK Docs. So it's running on the same stuff as the tutorial and the patterns now. It has nice search as a result of that. There's some stuff where stuff that worked with the menu previously. On the old one isn't great on this one, so I'm planning on doing some rethinking of how the menu stuff works, but otherwise everything got moved over, and so yay, nice search now.
All right, great. Thank you. Anything else people want to bring up for discussion? Right then.
Oh, in relation to that move, if anybody happens to find anything which used to work for a link to the website but doesn't, let me know. I got everything that I could see that was different and put a redirect in. Those were very minimal. I tried to make everything match as much as possible, but it is possible that I might have missed something.
Okay. Any other items anyone wants to bring forward? All right then. Thanks for those who attended and for those who listened to the recording. And we'll see you next week. Thanks. Bye.